That's two good words for this, for a lot. Let's learn.
That's not time. As is good. Okay, so here we are, Project Balotra. And it starts, well, not starts, but early on is the story of Pesach Sheni. Now that this is going to be the second Pesach that Bnei Yisrael make, and then source one, Vehi Anashim Asher Yutameim L'Nefesh Adam, comes the 14th of Nisan, and there are people who were Tmeim, they're impure. And they couldn't make Pesach. They come before Moshe Aaron on that day. And so then those people said to him, and this is to Moshe, Anachnu Tmeim L'Nefesh. Why should we be excluded? Why should we lack? That we can't offer the karban at the right time. As a member of the community of Bnei Israel, that's part of what Pesach is. It's a korban yachid of everyone together. And Moshe tells them, you stay here, and I will go listen to what God is going to command about you. So Sifrei notes that if you look at it, they are. What they can't do is lo yachlu lasot ha-pesach. They can't make the Pesach. And there are two parts of that. One is offering the karban, and the other is eating it. And sees the complaint as being specifically lama nigaraliveti hakrivet karban. Why can't we offer it? Right? This is a halachic argument. So the Sifrei reading this whole discussion. Amar lahem, Moshe said to them, "Em kachim nechalim. You can't eat the carbon. It's kachim. You're tameh. The way it goes, you can't eat a carbon in tumah." So Amrullah, so they said back to Moshe, "Im kain yizrok hadam al hatumah, but we can still the blood can still be sprinkled." Right, the offering can be made. The carbon shlamim, the kohen is not tameh. It's us. We'll own the carbon. We'll hand it to the kohen. They'll shecht it, sprinkle it. But basar nechal atorim, and we'll be part of a chabura. It would include people who are tara. They'll eat it. It'll still be our carbon. We're not going to eat it. I know that. But we can. Why can't we be part of the carbon with the rest of our family? And the Gor Aryeh explained, Rashi brings this down, Perush. Itamru lama nigara, from the fact that they said, why should we be excluded? Mashmash she Moshe Amar lahem shehem lo yasu pesach. Sounds like they understood. They start out, Moshe tells them first off, you can't do the Pesach at all. Vadai tamak amar lehu mishum tuman. Presumably he told them, that's because you're tamei, you can't do it. So what are they saying? Why are we being excluded? Because they have a halachic argument. They knew the reason why they were being excluded, because they were tamei. What they were saying, the blood can be sprinkled. In other words, it's offered on the karban. The parts that are offered on the karban can still be offered even though we're tamei. And the meal will be eaten by people tar. We won't eat the meat. We got that part. Sort of spells out more clearly. Amrullah Yizra Kadamalain. So like that's us. The Kohanim can sprinkle the blood, offer the Imurim, offer the fats and the karban on our behalf. Klumar ba'adenu, shmenu, right? So we're not gonna eat the karban Pesach. We're not gonna be part of the Seder, that's two and two. I know the halacha. But we can still have a share in the karban. So, how do you resolve a halakhic question?
Good of God.
Well, that's not how, that may be how you do it. That's not how I do it, right? And there's a whole lot of process, right? You look at cases, you go pull out books, you have a big pile of books on next to you, and you try to figure out what the answer is. You make the logical conclusion. And so that's what the Sifrei says that they were saying. Okay? Adin no ten. It's logical. Umachatat. And here's an example of a carbon where we know the halacha. A sin offering, chatat. Shehi kodesh kodashim. That is the highest level. Kedusha is eaten by the Kohanim inside the walls of Mishkan. The man nizrek ala tuma. There, if I am tameh and I have to bring a carbon chatat, that's not a problem. I take my carbon, I buy my sheep, I bring it to the Kohen. It's shechted, sprinkled. Kohanim eat it. Nechal. So it's Nizrak al hatua, meaning on my behalf, even though I'm Tameh. And the Kohen, who's Tahar, eats it. That's a Khatat. We know that has the halacha by Karban Khatat. Pesach. So this Karban Pesach, who Kodshim Kalim, that's a much more much lower level of sanctity, right? Everyone gets to eat it. They eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. Then that's logical to say, she is Rabbadamal, that the Karban side of it, the sprinkle of blood, should be done on behalf of those who are tamei, but basar nechal taharim, and then it was eaten that can be eaten by those who are tamei. That's the halachic argument. That's what you're supposed to do. That's not what Moshe does. What does Moshe do? He says, "You stand here. I'm going to go ask God." Okay. Ibn Ezra points out this way. His words are imdu veshma. You stand right here, right? And Ibn Ezra says, "Here." Petach Ol Moed, that you stand here at the entrance to the Ol Moed. Meshach Chachma explains what's going on here. Surah 7. Da, you should note. Behold, the brooch, the deber imo, hayab be Ol Moed. God spoke to Moshe. Moshe goes to commune with God. It's inside the Ol Moed. We saw that in last week's parsha. It says, Vo Moshe Ol Moed, the deber ito, that when Moshe would go to the Ol Moed, to the Mishkan, talk to God, and he would hear the voice of God speaking from on top of the Aron Koret. So Moshe would spend his days basically holding court on the east side of the Mishkan. Camp Levim, as it says, there were two parts of the two parts here ago, that the ones who camped in front of the Mishkan on the east side was Moshe, Aaron, and Banav. So he had a place.
What is that word, Livia?
Of the Levium, Machane Levia, the camp of the
Oh,
Levium.
okay. Samuch, samuch.
Samuch
And we
Mishkan. So they
know
were
it's
on the east
on
side
the
in
east
the entrance.
side. Okay.
Hey, Sabita, hi.
There,
Hi, Elio. You woke
Hi.
up.
Oh, hi, guys.
Talking about
Hi,
Pesach Sheni
Eliyahu.
and Moshe. So Moshe would spend his days in his Beit Midrash on the east side of the Mishkan, and Lachen b'chomakom lo yachoshesh im asholim meito. So therefore, Moshe in general, he's in front of the entrance to the Mishkan. He wouldn't be concerned that yilchu lifnim min hakolyim, and then he's going to go into the Ohel Moed to ask everyone his. The people who are presenting will follow him into the Kla'im and the curtains inside of the Mishkan courtyard. Become Ezra Yisrael, because the Bnei Yisrael could go there. They weren't necessarily going to go in. Tameim was here, but here these people were Tameh, so they couldn't go into the courtyard of the Mishkan. Oh, hi, Noah. Or they were, they may have not been tummy, but they still had to go to the mikvah, whatever the situation there was. So Moshe gets up and turns around, and goes into the Mishkan. He doesn't want them following him because they can't go into the courtyard of the Mishkan. Then the chayav kareh for being tummy. And Amru imdu etzel klayim. You need to stand right here. I'm going to go ask. And I'm going to go in and ask God. That's how I approach a lot of questions. I'm just going to go into the Ol Moed and ask. That's what Ibn Ezra says. That's what it means. I'm going to stay here. Your tummy, I'm going to go inside. I'm going to ask God, right? I'm going to pop inside and see what God wants to do. That's how I'm going to solve it. It's a very different model for terming Ratzon Hashem. Okay, and the Gemara distinguishes between this, the Chacham model, we'll call it, where we look things up and think about it, right? We make this analogy to Echatat and the Navi model, which is, we'll just ask God. And this is the Gemara Bar Batra talking about this. From the time that the Beit Midrash was destroyed, Nitla Nuvua Mina Nevi'im, Nitnaf L'Chachamim. That the prophecy was taken away from Nevi'im and given to Chachamim.
Which a Chacham is now saying.
Yes, you will continually make this point here. Okay, so I
I
will put
know.
you
I
here,
know.
Phyllis, as one of the. I will agree that you are one of the Chachamim. You can use these logic to figure this out. Okay, but and the Gemara adds, "Atu Chachamim lavdit Navihu." But wait, a Chacham doesn't have Nevuah. Like, come on, what he means is Afal Pisha Nitla Min Nevi'im. Even though we'll say authority is taken from Nevi'im, the Chacham Nitla, the Chachamim still had the authority to make decisions. And yes, who counts as a Chacham is a separate question. But the idea is that right now we don't get to ask God what the right answer is; we have to figure it out. Amar Amemar, and Amemar says. Famous line, Chacham Adif Minavi.
Whoa.
Okay, Chacham is better. What does it mean, better? Lots of things have been said on that. But one way to look at it is this is from Rav Tzadok. Tzadok HaKohen in the Rishisei Laila says that, when Nebuah was widespread, time of Tanakh, Gemara says there were twice as many Nevi'im as there were. The population that left Egypt, then people didn't bother looking for Pesach. They just go to a Navi for an answer. You'd find your local Navi, ask them what to do, and that meant that no one learned Torah Shabbat. No one learned anything. You just went to a Navi, right? This is Pesach Shmuel, right? With Nimbi Israel, that used to be Koamar Ish, but totally Drosh Elokim, that when he went to go seek the word of God, we're going to go to the seer, the roeh. Nevi hayom, that's what we call a navi today. It was a roeh. You didn't find a chacham. You didn't call a rabbi. You went to navi. So this is the way the Rav Tzedek puts this kind of history of Torah. Nevi'im ein yichalim la'sig rak ma sheratzah Hashem yiparach la'rot lahem b'nevuah. As a navi. You can't figure, and you're not figuring anything out. You only understand what God wishes to show you. Afal pi shayu chachamim, and then even though that certainly they had people who had this, the ability to be chachamim, kind of logically figure out this is the halacha, this is what the Torah says. Kol makom, still, mipat shefa nevuah. So the fact that nevuah was so widespread, the galoi. Shekhinah, Sheya Az B'Yisrael, and the Shekhinah was revealed in Israel. Lo hayinachshav hasagad derech chachma l'klum. Nobody thought that was important. It just wasn't valued. Kizeh hasagat mesupeket, because that you're never quite sure, right? You're using your own human intellect to figure it out. No, you're not quite sure. It's not the same. Zman Sheya Ashrat Shekhinah B'Yisrael, so when the Nevuah was existed. Right? People wouldn't go to find to figure things out at all in terms of halacha. Ki haya az kol hanagah pi nevuah. People would go to a navi. I had my chicken, I'm not sure is a treif after I shucked at it. You go to the navi, and the navi would say, let me see what God says. Nevi'im kuflam ki yotzei Mitzrayim. The Gemara says that there are twice as many as those who left
That's
Egypt.
a lot.
It's a lot, right? You cover the Rambam. If you reach this level and you were mitbo dead and meditated and can get yourself self-control, then God would grant you nevuah.
But our model still isn't to figure it out ourselves.
Yeah, it is.
We go to a chacham, we ask.
Okay, so you certainly okay. So the argument is that any human being can be you can be that chacham as well. You may know what your limitations are. Certainly on a day-to-day basis, you do make decisions, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then you say, I don't know enough. I'm going to go ask somebody else
Yeah.
who may have more chokhmah. But still, that's how you do it. You're not looking for divine inspiration. And so for every specific thing, right? Is this chicken kosher? And God says, yes. To Barer, that is clear. En bo safek. And there's no question about it. Masha'en came b'shmasig b'chokhmah. But that's not necessarily true if we're using the chacham model. Yechol chacham acher l'chlok alav. Someone else may reach a different conclusion about this chicken. About ina hasagat klal haTorah. But in terms of actually understanding Torah, etzel klal Yisrael, chacham adif minavi. The chacham is better, because you can learn from that. Israel, they could teach me Israel. Morim lehem derech b'Torah Hashem. They could say why. The bottom line. I go to a navi and say, "Is this chicken kosher?" And he says, "Yes, it is." And I ask why, and I'll say, and he'll say, "Because God said so." That's not useful. Not to me. I go to my chacham and I say, "Is this chicken kosher?" And he says, "Yes." And I say, "Why?" And he says, "Because the broken thigh bone isn't actually bleeding into the flesh, and therefore I actually know something, and I can actually become a chacham myself. So I've learned a principle here." Because then everyone can understand Torah, and I can generalize it to specific cases. This is what Torah Shebaal Peh means. Because if, in terms of this nevuah model, you have to go every single time and find yourself a navi. And then that navi needed to have God tell them, in that particular case. A navi only tells you what's called horat sha'ah. There's no precedent for what a navi tells you. So that's how he understands chacham adif mi navi. So explain Torah. But the Nevi still has to get that vision. And Moshe is different from other Nevi'im because he can just say, wait here, God will tell me. And the Sifra on this thing. Amar Lahem, so Moshe tells the Tme'im, Lo Shamati, I don't know the halacha in this case. Imdu v'eshma, so you stand here and I will go listen to God. Adam Omer eshma davar mipi rabbi. Like someone saying, wait, let me go ask my Rav. Ashrei Yilud, Yilurisha, happy is the one born of woman. Shekachi muvtach, that he was that sure. Shekol zman sheirotzeh, anytime he would want, hayim edaber imo. He could go talk to God. He was sure that he was going to get answered. And that's the way the Rambam puts this different between Moshe and any other Navi. So to be a Navi, Rambam gets into the whole Mor Nevuchim basically is how to become a Navi, right? Reach this point of spiritual intellectual level, that's possible. And someone who wants to learn how to be a Navi, literally the children of the Navi. You're not a Navi, you haven't had a word of God, but you're at that level that it's possible. And even though they had the right intentions, maybe Shekhinah would appear on them. Maybe they wouldn't. You don't have a control over saying whether God's going to talk to you or not. That's up to God. These things that we said, this is the way all Nevi'im, from beginning to end, that's the way they acted. They would reach the spiritual level, and then if God gave them a message, fine. Except for Moshe.
But only till the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed.
And then then we've lost this idea of Nevuah.
And we don't have it.
That's a whole other discussion as well. But even when you have this possibility of Nevuah, right, that's the Gemara and Yuma about how we kind of, they dive in to remove the spirit of Avodah Zarah, which was the spirit of Nevuah. Like, nobody really wants to commune with God anymore. If we did, we'd be worshiping Avodah Zarah. We'd see God in everything. We'd be pagans. That's what the whole idea of a Yetzer Hara is. But so any other Navi couldn't prophesy when they wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, Moshe is different. Anytime he wanted, Ruach HaKodesh Lo Shato. This divine spirit would envelop him, v'nevashur alav, and he would have the spirit of nevuah. He wouldn't have to specifically prepare for this. Or he was always in this state of preparation for nevuah. He is there like one of the angels. He is always at the level where he can get nevuah.
He does it with the Benot Slavchat. He does it too. He says, wait, I'll ask Hashem.
Yes.
Yeah. Other times.
Yeah, there are a couple of times where he doesn't know the halacha, and that each one has its own discussion. So this case in Brostavchat, it's the Zakina, they Zakai, or something like that, where since they asked, they were Zoche, Hashem actually intentionally held back the halacha from Moshe so that they would get the credit for bringing.
Oh,
Okay. Other
nice.
times when Moshe gets angry, then he loses it too because the Muzumun Ome Kamach Yasharet, he's still human. And then when he gets angry, he also loses the halacha and has to kind of go back and ask.
Oh.
But in general, he's at that point. He's at that level. Well, he's always there. And that's where he can do it. In time shenemar, that's our example. Like he was always, he knew, could knew that he could go there and he'd get that. Okay. So Moshe has nevuah to return Ratzon Hashem without using logic and his own intelligence, but that nevuah never fails. Okay, he's always there. And this the distinction came to a head. There's a famous Gemara about Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shlosha Alafim Halachot Nishtachu B'mei Evlo Shel Moshe. Yehuda said that there were 3,000 halachot were forgotten when after Moshe died. They're mourning for Moshe, and now they come and they realize, wait, here's the shaila. They had 3,000 shaila of that party of that period. Amru Lo Yeshua, so they tell Yeshua. Shal, okay. Go ask God what we're supposed to do in these cases. That's what Moshe used to do. Amar Lahem, Lo Bashamayim. At this point, Lo Bashamayim, I can't tell you. But he has nevuah, God talks to him, but he can't guarantee he's going to get the answer. Rav Yehuda Marav spells it out in more detail. Nifter Moshe Rabbeinu Ganed. As Moshe is going to die. He knows that Hashem's told him he's going to go from the Har Nevo. Amar lo Yeshua. He tells Yeshua, "Sha'al mimeni kol svei kot sheyesh lecha. Ask me anything. Anything you're not sure of, because this is the end of my life. Anything else you need to know, ask me." Amar lo. So Yeshua says back to him, "Rebbe, klumi enachti sha'achat v'alachti l'mokam acher. Did I ever leave you for a moment, went somewhere else? Didn't you write about me in your in the Torah that you're handing to me right now? You wrote, Yeshua, right? Yeshua never left the Ohel, right? I have been studying with you for the past 40 years. I can't think of a single question right now. Miyad tashash kol Yeshua. Okay, immediately Yeshua's really mind went weak. As soon, all right, obviously that's true. Someone asks you if you have any questions, and as soon as they leave, you think of 1,000 questions to ask. Now, as a doctor, that happens every single time. As I'm giving discharge instructions, you end up with a whole pile more that we should have talked about during the visit. Okay? Every single time. So this happened to Yeshua as well. Moshe asked him, "Any questions?" Hi. Well, Moshe asks him any questions, and he says, I don't. I've been learning from you nonstop." And then immediately, Moshe passes away, and then Nishkechu mimenu shlosh miyot halachot. And here are different numbers. I think numbers significant. 300 things he forgot. He has 700 other things he was certain of. Amdu kol Yisrael hargo. Bnei Yisrael, remember, coming to him for answers. He says, "I don't know anymore," and they want to kill him. And so he goes to God and he says, right, Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo mar lecha yefshar. I can't tell you. I'm not gonna tell you, right? You can't just you're not Moshe, you can't just walk in and come up with every question. If it's necessary. Not another Bryce, the same thing. Elof Shvamiot, Kalim v'chamurim, Gzera Shavot, Dikti Sofrim, Nishkechu b'mei Evelosh Moshe. Here's 79 Just somebody talked about these numbers. Anyway, a lot of things were forgotten, were lost. They realized that they had Sefikot, they couldn't ask him. Nonetheless, so Yeshua is stuck as a Navi. Hashem doesn't tell him, he knows nothing. O'Neal ben Kenaz has the pilpul zalad to say, here's what we're going to do. You need a practical answer to the questions. We're going to implement the Chacham model.
Othniel is the one who marries his daughter.
Othniel ben Kenaz
Yeah, he
is.
married. This is the story where Yeshua says, whoever conquers, I don't know if it was Hebron, it was somewhere,
It was not,
I'll
it
give him
was,
my
no, it was
daughter.
Kalev's daughter, right?
Oh, Kalev's
Miriam,
daughter. Right, right, right. Right, right,
He's
right.
Othniel ben Kenaz is the first shofet after Yeshua dies.
Oh, I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
so he's the, yeah, so
He
basically next
he's the one who
generation.
marries Kalev's daughter, right?
But I think he's just the beginning of Sefer Shoftim. He's the first shofet.
Oh.
He's saying he used the Chacham model to figure out the answer to these Sfeikot, as opposed to the Navi model, which failed Yeshua. So Moshe here is the Ashrei Yilud Isha, one born of women, which occurs once in Tanakh. That's an Iyo, talking about being the frailty of being a human being. It says Adam Yilud Isha. Human beings are born of woman, Kitzar Yamim, short-lived, whose sova rogas, and it's full of despair. Moshe, that term is used in the Gemara, in the Midrashim, to show how Moshe overcame that Yilud Isha to achieve this level of superhuman Kamal Chayasharei Kedusha. For instance, when it says that Moshe would go out to the Ol Moed, because his date Moshe Ohel, Moshe would go from his tent to the Ol Moed, the Kumu Kol Am Yisroel of each petach olo, and everyone would stand and watch. Bidu Acharei Moshe. Abo Olam. They would watch Moshe go into the Ol Moed. As Rashi says, Bidu Acharei Moshe.
Wait, Yulidisha, the oh, the Midrash calls him that, not the
Yeah,
Torah.
right. So I'm saying the expression comes from Eov. It's
Yeah.
used in almost exclusively to refer to Moshe as a contrast. The Rashi quoting the Midrash says that they were praising when they're watching Moshe. They would say, Ashrei Yilud HaYisha, Shekach Muvtach, right? Happy is the Yilud HaYisha who's so sure Sheshchina Tikanesa Acharav. Sheshchina is going to follow him. He's going to go, oh, well, Sheshchina is going to be there. He is always sure of this. The Petach Olam, right? Or similarly, when Moshe says, Hazino HaShamayim, listen, O heavens, Ashrei Yilud HaYisha.
This is
Happy
all
is.
Midrash
This is
saying.
all Midrash. I'm saying the Midrash uses the term Yilud Isha about Moshe, specifically saying that he was more than just human. Melech HaShemayim, that he can talk to the hosts of heaven, K'melech Shomer L'vadav, like a king commanding his troops, as you know, Shemu Devar, listen to me. That's Moshe's. Ashrei Yilud Isha. But it's not all positive. The Meshech Chachma draws a shocking conclusion from this fact that he is Kamal Chayashar. What's the strike? What do we know about Malachim?
They're not born.
They're not born and they don't grow. They don't
Oh.
change. Here's a Meshech
So
Okay.
Yalidusha is in contrast to Amalach.
Right. Moshe has gone beyond being an Elisha. So this is the Meshech Chachma. So how can Hashem command that we should believe in Moshe, right? That everything he says, that's what Hashem says. Shamayim, right? Everything in the hands of heaven, for fear of heaven, we have free will. And Hashem's knowledge doesn't change our free will. Every human being has free will. Maybe Moshe is going to. He's human. Maybe he's going to decide to make stuff up on his own. Al korchan Hashem yitbarach shashalal mimeno habechira lagamrei. So in order for that Moshe to have that authority, you have to say Moshe lost his free will. He was simply a tool for Hashem at this point. If we're going to assume that everything Moshe says is the word of God, then Moshe does not have free will to change that. Yishar Muchrach K'malachim, and he ends up kind of losing that humanity and being like the Malach there. It's not all positive to be
When?
like Malchei Sharei
In his lifetime.
in his lifetime. Right, that if he is t speaking as the word of God, then he does not have the free will to get it wrong.
Well, that's true.
That's what we're saying. But the point of being human is that free will. Because without free will, then human beings have no value over anything else. Right? You make good decisions. That's the point of being. Moshe, Amel, Yagad, that Moshe achieved this level. He worked. He reaches this high level. And reaches this perfection of what it would potential to be human. He was Zohar in a sense that he lost it. He was at this level not just of a Navi, but of the Avot Nevi'im, where everything he said was just the word of God. And Bnei Yisrael b'Mamar Har Sinai, and this is a point he makes about that Bnei Yisrael at Mamar Har Sinai were at the same kind of level. At that experience of the revelation of God, that they were forced; they had no choice. Just like the Malachim have no choice. You've heard that many times. That Hashem held the mountain over like a barrel. Chacham says it's a metaphor that the experience was so overwhelming that they had no free will at that moment to choose whether they're going to accept or not. That's what it means to have the mountain hanging over them. From what they saw, they experienced, we said, he's like, Torah. They had to accept what God was saying. And then afterwards, Hashem tells Moshe, Lechem or Lehem. Go tell them, Shuvu lechem olechem. You go back to your tents. Batapo amodi madi. And you, Moshe, stay with me. Meshach Chachma says that was his statement of, okay, Bnei Israel are going back to being human. They now have free will, right? We're going to take away this experience from them. They're no longer so overwhelmed. You, however, are going to stay at this level. It's slow, but la kolkota guf, and that he lost this sort of his physical nature. He was still a physical person, but just in terms of being a human with human desires, his understanding was great and clear. The nedar bechirato, and he really lost his free will. Yishar maskil meotzer masagato muchrach lashle mut hayoter naaleh. He ended up being forced inevitably at this level where he was at the level of Malchay
And they call
Asharim.
him Yelid Adam, Yelid Isha, Yelud Isha,
Yelud
Yelud,
Isha, yeah, here we go.
to
Yelud Isha to Malchay Asharim.
point it out to us that even though you're human, you're not the same.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Right, I'm saying that he achieved this level here, and that's why it says he times that Piresh Mina Isha. That's why he's separated from his wife entirely, which is the end of the parsha about Miriam talking about that. That he managed to get this point. But, you know, it's like he got to this highest point, but you can't get any further, right? Once you've achieved it, now what? Okay, that's the highest spiritual level you can achieve, but there's nothing more to strive for. There was no more growth there. So Meshach Chacham continues. Ublo bechira, without their free will. Hello, lahiyala lahem schar al kima Torah. So there was no more reward for fulfilling the Torah. Hechrech and schar. That's something that you have no choice in. There's no reward. Kevan shalom mitzad amalam because it doesn't involve anymore. So Moshe tells Bnei Israel, you're going back to your tents. You've left Mamre Har Sinai. Now you've got to make good choices, and you have the potential of making choices. That you have free will, and you now have these physical needs, that all these thousand forces, and your imagination will lead you astray, chesek, and desires and things like that. So now you, Bnei Israel, can go back and you can grow and achieve higher levels. Moshe does not. And that's what kind of means it's the Emdah ve'eshma'ai. I mean, that's great, but it kind of almost is almost tragic, and it leads to that
Yeah,
tragedy.
that's it.
But Moshe just doesn't, Moshe basically given up his humanity for the sake of Bnei Yisrael here. So the fact that we have left to figure out things on our own, right? We can't go to Hashem at any point, means we're always able to strive higher. So that's our positive
And
side.
get a scar.
And get the scar for that. And so that's Reb Tzedek's idea that, with the loss of Nevuah, we have this opportunity to grow because any of us can do it, the Chachma, it's still growing our Torah. And that's what
Oh,
the
here it is, and earn our reward.
right. Yeah, Fesha better one, and better 1 hour in this world, Tshuva Masim Tovim, than all of Olam Haba, because I have the opportunity to grow, and then better 1 hour of
Wow.
spirituality in the world to come from all of this world, because the reward is in the next world. But here we have the opportunity to grow, and that's a positive thing. We can't say imdu veshma, stand here and God will tell me. Because that we have the opportunity to try to figure out for ourselves. Say Shabbat Shalom.
Show. What is Korat Ruach?
Usual translation, how you want to translate that? Tranquil, yeah, translated as tranquility.
1 hour of the tranquility of the word to come. Wait, it was the opposite, I thought we were
Right.
saying.
The action of tshuva masim tovim. The actions in this world are better than Olam Haba, and the reward in Olam Haba is better than any possible reward here.
Oh.
My Olam Hazeh is to do. Olam Haba is to retire. I will stop here.